Obviously, you know, you talk to a lot of people about the two leagues, and some say that the Northern League's stronger than the Southern League, and you know, it's all opinions. And for me, it's just, you know, it's just another league that we've got to go and compete in. You know, your targets for players obviously change with the location, but apart from that, it's pretty much, you know, same goes really.
I was going to say, when you look at the recruitment side of things now, you're going to have to maybe change the location of where you look to get players from, because obviously, in terms of away games, the distance being in the north is that little bit shorter.
Yeah, exactly, like you've just mentioned there. You see, I mean, obviously playing in down the South League, you seem to have your targets down that way, but now we've, you know, moved into the north, you change your targets, you know, somewhat. And but, you know, it has come a bit of a surprise for myself, really. I mean, but you move on and, you know, try and get the targets you're after now.
And I was going to say, when this was announced last week that it was going to be in the north rather than the south, had there been any pre-warning about this, or did you just find out on the day?
To be honest, I had a bit of a text off of the Glossop manager asking to see if it were true, and obviously I didn't know anything about it until actually the day that it got announced. So yeah, it didn't come as a total surprise, but it still was a shock when they actually announced it that we would definitely be going in. But it is a bigger, well, it's not a bigger league as in fact, but it seems to be bigger crowds in that league. So, you know, we've got to go there and, you know, thrive on them occasions.
And obviously with the season ending, you know, plans have already been made by some clubs. I mean, has it been a case that maybe one or two things have had to change in terms of the plans now because of it?
Yeah, I mean, off the field, obviously, you know, that's all set in stone anyway. You know, we're just regarding, you know, everything off it, it's in place. But it's a bit difficult, obviously, for the club to, you know, to get moved at, well, it's not the last minute, but halfway through pre-season. It's not ideal, but, you know, like I said, we've just got to get on with a new challenge and look forward to it, really.
And I suppose now, you know, you've only been a manager for a couple of months. You now must be looking forward to having a proper pre-season.
Yes. Like you say, it were a tough few months. Obviously, we got ourselves safe and enjoyed the last part of the season. But like you say, I want to get cracking in pre-season, get the ideas properly over to the lads, that obviously the new lads that come in, and really have a go next season, yeah.
And just looking back at how the season came to an end, obviously you kept goal up. You look at what happened to Daventry Town, that was horrible to see them having to leave the league. But how would you assess the season while you were manager?
It was a tough season for goal. Obviously, when I come into goal, they were in a terrible situation. Obviously, the Daventry thing helped, but, you know, we never looked at that as in it were going to help us. We looked as if we've got to take care of his own business, and, you know, because you don't want to be looking over your shoulder thinking, oh, are they going to pull out or are they not going to pull out? So we really needed to, you know, just take care of his own business. And, you know, we competed with the very best in that league. You know, we drew with Shore Lane, we drew with Colville, who eventually went up. You know, we got beaten in the last minute penalty by Lincoln. And so we competed with the better teams in that league when I were there. So, you know, we've got to be confident next season to go and really express ourselves and hopefully finish, you know, high up table as we can.
And I mean, when you're looking at next season, have you got any aims in mind already, or is it a case that you want to really just get on with pre-season and see what happens?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I'll set targets when I've seen pre-season. Obviously, you don't know at this moment who's coming back. I mean, whether they say they're coming back or not, you don't know until you actually start. So, you know, I'll assess the squad and, you know, I'll always set high standards for myself, you know, from the management team and for the players, and that won't change. But just get on with pre-season and see where that takes us into the season, and look forward to the new teams that we're going to be playing.
And I was going to say now for yourself, obviously not being a manager for too long, but moving to the north, it means now you've got a whole load of different teams that you'll be facing, a whole load of different grounds to go to as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like I've already said, I mean, there seems to be a better supported teams in that league, you know, some local derbies as in Scarborough for Goole, you know. So exciting times, I think, in that league. And I think Goole are happy with, you know, the decision. And like you say, whole new grounds, whole new teams that, you know, we've got to get to know and find stuff out about. And, like I say, it'll be a testing time for myself and the players, but it's one that you've got to look forward to and really, you know, go and have a good go at it.
And looking at pre-season right now, just where are you in terms of it? Is it a case of contacting the players, getting the friendlies ready? Just how much work do you feel has been done already?
It's a difficult one, obviously, with the chairman stepping down. So that's been quite difficult at the moment. But I'm just concentrating on, you know, speaking to players, getting the friendlies organised, and just put, you know, setting my standards, well, setting it everything up from my end, really, you know, and the club will take care of the rest.
And you mentioned there the fact that Steve Shorthouse has now left the club after being the chairman of the side. I mean, what was that a difficult one to hear? Because obviously Steve did a lot of good work at the club.
Yeah, well, really, obviously I've known Steve for a lot of years, and he's a lovely gentleman, and he's been brilliant for Goal. So it comes as a bit of a shock to myself, but, you know, his health and, you know, his well-being comes before anything in football. So, you know, I wish him a speedy recovery, and whatever he wishes to do, I hope he goes and does it. But like I say, you know, Goal's got to move on now and get somebody in place, and then we need to, like I say, find out where we are in budget-wise, because we don't know that yet. So it's hard to contact players and things. But, you know, just keeping his heads up and getting ready for pre-season, really.